Masechet Avot Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tet Vav. Mishnah says, Rabban Gamliel haya omer, Rabban Gamliel used to say, Aselech harav v'histalek min hasafek. Make a rabbi for yourself, or make a teacher for yourself, and remove yourself from any form of doubt. That's one idea, that if you make for yourself a rabbi or a teacher to ask questions to, you'll remove yourself from any form of doubt. For example, if you're a rabbi and somebody's asking you halakha questions and you're unsure exactly what the answer is, you shouldn't just go with your gut or assume something. That would be going with the safek. Rather, you should have somebody that you even consult with, that you're not ashamed to say, I don't know the answer. Let me consult with somebody. Let me clarify the few points that I'm in doubt about. Go to somebody who knows the answer. And when that happens, you'll be histalek min hasafek. You'll stay away from any doubt, because at that point in time, when you clarify, you'll have certainty. And secondly, ve'al tarbe le'aser omadot. Don't be in the habit of estimating how much ma'aser you're supposed to give, but measure exactly what the proper amount is and give them to the right person. The Torah tells us that whenever we have produce that's grown in Eretz Yisrael, we have to separate terumot, ma'asrot for the Kohanim and for the Levi'im and for other different types of people before we're permitted to eat from the produce. For example, we have to give a Levi 10%. You have to give 10% the ma'aser to the Levi. So you get into a problem if you estimate. Even if you take too much in your estimation and you want to give the Levi more, it has to actually be precise. You can't estimate less and you can't estimate more. Why? If a person, let's say he separated too little, instead of giving 10% to the Levi, he only gave 9%. So the crop that he has is still going to remain forbidden. It's not metukan. It's still tevel, because he didn't take the full amount that he was supposed to take from it, so therefore it's still problematic, his actual crop. The ma'aseh that he has in his hand that he took is correct. It's 9%, but he's still missing a percent. So therefore, the produce that he has is still not perfected. That's if he estimated and he took too little. But if he separated too much, let's say he separated 11% of his crops, then the extra amount that he separated away is not going to have the status of ma'aser, because only 10% would have that status. So therefore, the portion that the person's holding is not wholly fully, because it's mixed between the actual ma'aser and the portion that's not considered to be ma'aser. So you have a mixture over there, and therefore you can't really treat it with the full sanctity of the ma'aser. So therefore, recommends Rabban Gamliel, a person should not estimate how much ma'aser he's supposed to give, but he should actually count it out and give exactly to the T.